Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and happy Independence Day wherever you are around the world. I hope you are taking today to rapidly move yourself off of the systems that are being imploded as we enter the Great Reset, not just the economy, but our food systems being destroyed actively right now in a controlled demolition in a bid for total control. And so let's take a look at that. In my last report, I mentioned that Ontario was looking down at shutting down farms, looking at shutting down farms completely, which just sounds ludicrous on this face. Obviously, we need food production to continue to live. That is the human condition. We need food, and it comes from nature and soil and good, holistic animal husbandry. It doesn't come from Coca-Cola and from Monsanto and Bill Gates's lab. But that's not what they want you to believe anymore. So take a look. This is actually happening right now. The Ontario farms are being actively shut down. Premier Doug Ford sends emergency managers to help fight crisis. This is July 3rd. Premier Doug Ford has deployed Ontario's emergency management team to Essex County to battle the COVID-19 crisis sweeping through the migrant farm sector. We deployed our emergency operators down there. Quote, it's all hands on deck down there. Ugh. The province is sending in reinforcements. On Wednesday, all workers were ordered at a farm to stop work and go into isolation. Stop food production. It's happening. It's happening now. Ontario's chief coroner said the emergency management team will provide care and support for these workers at this farm that was ordered to stop work. Initially, in fact, they said, you can't even hire new workers. We're taking your current ones because they're testing positive, and we're not even going to be allowed to hire new ones due to an ongoing risk that needs to be mitigated. They've since stepped back on that a little bit and said, now you can at least do it with our approval. But he added, we're going to order more stoppages of work if I believe it's necessary. Total control, dictatorial shutdown of our food supply by this premier in Ontario. It's just staggering. After stating the farm could not hire new workers to replace those in isolation, they've since stepped back from that stance. Now we're having a conversation about it. It's an ongoing conversation. Maybe you'll be allowed to start working again, but you can't do it on your own. So this is happening now, and I just want to be very clear. This is not an isolated incident. I just had a great conversation with Marjorie Wildcraft, which I'll be publishing soon, about how to grow your own food in the face of all of these threats to our food supply. And she made it clear when she shared, because she's in touch with thousands of organic farmers and whatnot, that this is happening all over the place.
A lot of my friends are actually small local organic farmers. Surprise, surprise, right? Mm-hmm. But anyway, you know, like one of them in particular, Lynn, she said, you know, one of her workers tested positive for COVID. Not like any signs or any problems or anything, but one. And right. So they all quit. And there she is. And like she can't, you know, you need to have five people to run that farm. You can't do it with one. So, you know, that's just one example, but you're absolutely right. I mean, this spring, how many acres and acres and acres of fresh produce were plowed under because there just wasn't the migrant laborers because we shut down the borders and didn't let any pickers in? How many crops were not planted because we just didn't have the labor to do it? So we are in what you're just saying, like there just isn't going to be that much food. I don't know how it's going to fall out, but I can promise you that things are going to get a lot worse before they get better, but they will get better.
So there you hear it. Farms are being shut down, not just by the state edict when necessary, but by virtue of all of the propaganda, all of the media scare stories that have gone out. And then as soon as there's even the whisper about a possibility of someone testing positive, never mind symptoms, never mind actual, you know, no, everybody just quits and the operation is shut down. It doesn't have to be by virtue of the government mandate. So again, I'll be sharing that full interview, and it's a great one. Soon, please subscribe to the Ice Age Farmer channel to make sure that you get it. Now, you heard Marjorie say, how many acres of food didn't get planted? How many acres of organic farms was plowed under because they couldn't get out there to work in the fields? The numbers, ladies and gentlemen, are staggering. In fact, they're so huge that they are incomprehensible because the human mind cannot just dream up what it looks like to see 6 million potatoes thrown into a hole when there's no place to move them, as was the case during this huge supply chain disruption as the pandemic and the lockdown started. Fortunately, here is a video that actually shows you 6 million potatoes being pushed into a hole so that we can viscerally see what that's like and experience and feel that much food going to waste. Here's a quick look.
These potatoes aren't going to end up on your dinner table. Their final destination is this hole. We're in the small town of Sheridan, Montana, on a potato farm. Normally, this time of year, Bill and Peggy would be sending their potatoes to be planted. Instead, they're throwing away 700 tons.
The potatoes have been awful good to us for a lot of years, but this year it just really turned sour.
And the same thing is happening across the Northwest.
I mean, it was just unprecedented. It's the supply chain from the growers to the supermarket that got interrupted.
More than half of our market shut down by government mandate.
Now, farmers across Idaho and Montana are stuck with mountains of potatoes. Peggy and Bill are facing $140,000 in losses. For farmers across Idaho and Montana, that number comes to $8 million.
Some of these farmers are looking at red all over their balance sheet, and there's no black to be seen. They'll be looking into increasing their lines of credit. They'll be needing to remortgage some of their property, you know, just trying to free up more capital.
And you also hear there that the farms are, I mean, it's obviously, it's financial devastation to all of these farms. Hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, of crops being thrown away, not getting to market, dairy being dumped. The numbers are awful. And you heard them say, we're going to be forced to tap new lines of credit. But as I've covered, we've also seen that the central banks and institutions like BlackRock have said that if you're an old farm or a ranch, we're not going to give you capital anymore. We're going to divest from those old, dirty ways of doing things, and we're only going to farm. We're only going to fund the new green deal, right? The farms that are indoor, the cricket-based proteins, all of this nastiness that the UN has been pushing in Agenda 21, that's where the money will go. So while they crush the old farmers and ranchers and force them to try and come out for more lines of credit, yeah, that credit's not going to be there. And these family-owned generational operations will be shut down. All because of this virus. All because of this testing. Whatever you think about the virus, the tests are a disaster. Look at Mexico. 50% of the tests there coming back positive. You don't see mass death in the streets. You don't see them shutting down all of their food production because half of their people are testing positive. And that's just of the people they're testing. No, even in Florida, we see the same thing. Coronavirus spike is ravaging the migrant farm workers, laying that predictive programming, saying pretty soon we're going to shut down the farms in Florida too. It's not quite harvest season there. In Ontario, it is, right? We're climbing up on it, so we're going to shut down the farms now. Florida's got a little bit longer growing season, so we'll give it a couple more weeks. And then sure enough, you can bet your bottom dollar, they're going to move in and do the same thing here because it's a global program. They're shutting down food production. Never mind the fact that even there in Florida, we saw news that said 33,000 tests were completely wrong. The tests are a disaster, but they are being used as the pretense to do whatever they want, to shut down the farms. You can still go to Walmart, to shut down the meat plants. You can still go riot in the streets. No social distancing necessary. It's completely ridiculous what's going on right now, and it's happening everywhere. Brazil, now 1,000 workers at a pork processing plant there, testing positive. JBS, the world's largest meat packer, preparing to shut down their plants there. This is, of course, on the heels of the same thing happening in the United States between China, Brazil, and the U.S. Those are the world's biggest producers of meat. And so when you see them shutting down, this is, I don't even have words at this point. We've been talking about a global protein shortage even before 2020 busted on the scene and caused all these issues. So where we are now is just unthinkable. And, you know, I've been talking about this effort to link this dirty way of doing things, the farms and the ranches and the meat, it's all dirty, it's all ridden with viruses and pandemics, and it's causing human death. Now we're actually seeing that narrative be deployed. Here is a store from southern Germany. It's Aldi Süd with a sign posted on the door. I actually contacted a professional German translator to make sure that I got this right, because I'm not messing around here, folks. Corona information distributed by the southern German branch of Aldi says, quote, meat, dairy, and egg consumption make pandemics more likely. There it is. There's the fat finger of blame being pointed at the old dirty way of growing food, of producing meat, even eggs. You see that the blame is being pegged squarely on food production. Never mind the fact that Fauci was funding this research and then shipped it to China when it was illegal. This is It's all absurd. Again, quote, continuing, 80% of pandemics have their origin in the animal industry. The industrial factory farming is the ideal breeding ground for new pathogens. Epidemics benefit from the rising number of livestock. So, to reduce the likelihood of future pandemics, the consumption of animal products needs to be reduced drastically. And then they put it on you. You're going to have to change your diet. Just like the UN IPCC land use report said last year, we're going to have to force people to change their diet. Don't know how we're going to do it. This is how. You can reduce the risk of a next pandemic by eating plant-based foods. In German, it's like plantly food. They don't even really have a word for this. It's very Americanism coming in there. We thus ask you, in this last line, we thus ask you to abstain from animal products. Direct request to the consumer, stop eating animal products. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Now, this grocery store could just as easily solve this problem by not buying from the disgusting factory farms that are doing these, that they have themselves have created. These big companies have bought up and consolidated all the good factory, all the good family farms, all the nice ranchers have been consolidated and bought up over the years into JBS, into Tyson. And it was they who created this Frankenstein, disgusting, nasty factory farming model in the first place. We should shut down those people. But no, it's you. You have to change what you're doing, because we couldn't possibly figure out how to instead source our meat from, you know, Gabe Brown or other regenerative practitioners that are actually doing things the right way. No. We can't buy meat from them. We're only buying it from the factory farms, which means you have to change your diet. You see how ridiculous this is? And I hope it's now clear, if you had any doubt about what I was making that claim before, that they are going to pivot this whole narrative and say pandemics are because of meat and you need to stop eating it. Now it's right here in your face. We thus ask you to stop eating meat. From Aldi in southern Germany. It's a bold move. They really like their meat there in southern Germany. But that's why they're going to have to start making that case, put up the signs, get people to stop eating meat. And again, this is global. Here it is from China. They also like their meat there, but they're going to start moving that goalpost a little bit at a time. China aims to phase out the sale of live poultry at the food markets. On Friday, China vowed to gradually phase out the slaughter and sale of live poultry in a move welcomed by animal rights activists. Well, it means that you won't be able to source from your corner store. You're going to have to go to those huge meat packers now. The big companies, they get to control the food supply. You do not. Even if you think this is gross, the wet markets, what they are doing is shutting down your ability to keep your own flock of birds, your ability to do your own slaughter. This is the way that people have done it since the beginning of time, is keep a small flock of hens. On Sunday morning, it's ready for your chicken dinner. You go out and slaughter that bird. No, not anymore. Now you got to go to the supermarket and buy their meat. Or if you're in Germany, Aldi's going to get rid of it and you'll be forced to buy plant-based products. You can see even in China and Germany, they're moving these goalposts slowly forward. And of course, it's because after a recent COVID-19 outbreak in Beijing was traced to a major agricultural wholesale market. Never mind what we've seen about where this virus was created and how it spread. And all of these things are being done on top of the natural cycles that are causing tremendous crop losses. Of course, I've spoken to the grand solar minimum extensively by now. We're still seeing record colds, snow falling in China yesterday, catastrophic Alberta bee population losses blamed on the excessively cold winter. The damages to agriculture are already staggering. And you would expect that if we had any real leadership, they would be encouraging you to start growing your own food, that we would be moving to a distributed model where we all grow food and we have amazing resiliency as a result of that, not to mention beautiful, delicious, nutritious, better food in all respects. But no, they're seizing on the opportunity to shut down the food supply even more. Shut down the farms. Make it illegal to grow your own meat because they want total control. And that's why they're funding. The billionaires are throwing billions of dollars at fake meat, lab-grown meat, 3D-printed vegan steaks. You can see the fat and the blood, which are neither fat nor blood, being layered on by the 3D printer to make this fake meat. That's what they want you to eat because they control it. Because you can't do this yourself. You got to buy it from them, from Bill Gates. He wants to control. They want to control everything. It's not just Bill Gates. It's just a nice person to point at. I'm not the only one that's noticed this anymore. By now, we've got other great researchers. Vernon Coleman, who's been doing research for a long time, started talking about the coming global food shortage. I'll put a link to this below. He's got a different energy than I do. And so maybe you'll find people enjoy listening to him more or less than me. It's going to take us all putting out the message in the ways that we all naturally tend to do that to reach everybody out there, because everybody needs to hear it in different ways and from different people. So please take a look at him if you don't like the way I present my information. But get this information out there, ladies and gentlemen. People need to know that our food supply is being shut down. And again, Marjorie Wildcraft, I'll be posting that interview soon because you can hear that she's seeing the same thing as well. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find my work on iceagefarmer.com. Please spread the word about what's going on. Encourage people to be taking time today and every day to move back to independence from these people. Get off of the systems that they are imploding right now in their bid for total control. You can also support my work. Please see iceagefarmer.com/support. If you'd like to lend a hand beyond just spreading the word, which is by far the most important thing and meaningful thing that you can do. So thank you for your support and for watching this video. Let's go build great things and new ways of growing abundant, nutritious food that will divorce us from these control systems that they're trying to impose upon us. Happy Independence Day, everyone. Be well.